This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
The Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce are now affecting the World Trade Center health programs, and New York and New Jersey lawmakers are fighting back. 16 probationary staff members at the health program have been fired as part of the layoffs at the CDC. Several other staff members have agreed to a buyout, and that means a 20% reduction in the staff that administers the 9/11 health program. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer have fired off a letter to HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., demanding that the funds be restored. And some New York and New Jersey Republicans also signed on to it. Congress members Andrew Garbarino, Mike Lawler, Nick LaLota, and Nicole Malliotakis, among others, signing the letter. John Feel is a 9/11 first responder and advocate. He says he's happy the opposition to cutting 9/11 funding is finally bipartisan.
It's good to see that Democrats and Republicans are coming together for a good cause. How about that? Look at that. They actually can work together when humanity's at stake. What a concept.
There are now also cuts to research grants that fund efforts at the FDNY to determine whether new health conditions are related to service at the World Trade Center site on and after 9/11. So that means decisions on certifications to allow treatment of new cancers and other conditions will be delayed. The NYPD is asking for help finding the two people responsible for a string of muggings around the city over the past week and a half. Most of the at least seven incidents happened in Lower Manhattan, where two individuals would approach a victim, steal their headphones, and then just flee the scene. One incident occurred on Staten Island, where a 14-year-old was punched multiple times in the face by the two, causing a broken tooth. They stole his jacket and then fled the scene. The teenager, thankfully, was taken to the hospital in stable condition, and no injuries were reported as part of the other muggings. We have pictures of the suspects up at 1010wins.com. Police are asking anyone with any information about the two to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. A rally in Union Square today by the city's essential workers against the rate hikes that Con Edison is planning. City leaders, including Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, Comptroller Brad Lander, and Assemblyman Harvey Epstein are joining the rally, and they're among those calling for a rate freeze, saying essential workers can't afford Con Edison's proposed double-digit hikes in gas and electricity rates. Assemblyman Epstein saying the rate hikes will cost residents around an extra $1,000 a year, and says New Yorkers can't be squeezed in this way.
Yeah, people are struggling. People are, you know, if you look at a study, some people are just a paycheck away from not being able to make it. So that $1,000 means they won't be able to make sure their kids get school clothes for the beginning of the school year. Maybe that means they're not going to be able to pay their rent.
He's calling on the Public Service Commission to do a deep dive on whether Con Ed really needs to raise their prices and call on them to block the raise. A mother is accused of taking her baby to a home on Long Island to commit a crime.
Authorities say when Melissa Maldonado showed up with a male juvenile to a home in Hewlett Harbor to steal a car, She had her baby in the back seat. Police say when the two were caught by the homeowner, they fled without stealing anything. The homeowner called 911. The two from New Jersey were soon caught by officers and arrested. The 11-month-old baby boy in the car was not hurt. The 19-year-old and the juvenile face a charge of attempted grand larceny. Maldonado also faces a charge of endangering the welfare of a child. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The city council is holding an oversight hearing today on the city's foster care system. This follows years of rumblings about racial disparities and other disturbing allegations, including that some kids aren't getting adequate services, while others are being abused by organizations that are linked to ACS. City Council member Althea Stevens chairs the Committee on Children and Youth.
For me, I'm always trying to be guided by the people who are most directly impacted. And so not only just this hearing, but making sure that I'm circling back with the young people after to make sure that we got to what we needed to go to and to continue to push to make sure we're getting the answers and the services that our young people so deserve.
1010 Winds has reached out to ACS for comment and is awaiting a response. Police need your help finding the suspects who robbed a 12-year-old boy exactly 1 week ago today. It happened around 3 p.m. as the young victim was walking along Castle Hill Avenue in the Unionport section of the Bronx. Cops say two men threatened the boy and then made off with his cell phone. Thankfully, though, he wasn't hurt. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.